Back in 2013, when Bitcoin flipped into a bullish trend in August, it only took a few months for it to hit its all-time high of around $1,300 in December 2013. And it took a few years for Bitcoin to reach that all-time high. In March of 2017, Bitcoin hit that $1,300 again. And look at what happened. From March 2017, after reaching that previous all-time high, the price launched all the way to a new all-time high of $20,000 just months later in December 2017. A whole 20x in 9 months. Incredible. Then again, it took a few years to reach that all-time high again. And look at what happened. Bitcoin hit $20,000 around December 2020 and just ripped all the way up to the latest all-time high of $69,000 just under a year later in November 2021. A massive 240% increase. And so, here we are now, about to reach that all-time high again, a few years later in 2024. What's going to happen? What do we really think is going to happen? I mean, all that price action before didn't include countries buying Bitcoin, Wall Street buying Bitcoin, big institutions buying Bitcoin, spot Bitcoin ETFs buying Bitcoin, mainstream retail buying Bitcoin. So what's going to happen? Well, if history rhymes or repeats itself, and with this added spice we've been experiencing over the past year or so, from 69K, a jump to 100K is only a 44% increase. A jump to 120,000 is only a 73% increase. A jump to 150,000, a 117% increase, which would be about half of the percentage increase of the 254% we saw last cycle. So when we hit that last all-time high, punch through it and stay above it, it's going to get absolutely wild. As crypto investors, we need to be prepared for exchanges getting overloaded with demand. This is why, like we've been discussing together for several years now, years, is why it's so important to have accounts with multiple reputable exchanges. We should all have accounts with every single reputable crypto exchange our country allows us to. Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, Crypto.com, KuCoin, Mexi, like literally every single one of them. And get as high on their verification strata as possible so we have as many options to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Because exchanges freeze, some support different cryptocurrencies from each other, some shut down, just about any and everything can happen. So get ready, be prepared, and use the links in the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended exchanges and to redeem any special offers they have for us. Cool. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the latest news stories affecting the markets. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, Lorenzo CPA, and Tangent Wallet. Know when to buy, sell, and hold crypto with the Moneyline tool we've been using for several months now to monitor bullish and bearish trends in the market, as well as find altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money, which is a whopping 75% off for a limited time using the link below. Lorenzo CPA, my personal accountant, has saved me a ton of time and money over the years with tax-saving strategies. So book a free call with him today and check out his crypto tax course we can get for a discount using the links below. And invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now, and it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. Taking a look at the altcoin market, meme coins are crushing it. Pepe up 413%, Bonk up 263%, Shiba Inu up 261%, and Doge up 108%. Is this market overheated? Well, the fundamentals are still exactly the same. And to keep it simple, there are just two things we need to be aware of when assessing the state of the crypto market. One, the Tether market cap. And market cap is just the amount of tokens in circulation multiplied by the price. And on this chart showing Tether's market cap, we can see it is increasing, meaning more money is flowing into the crypto markets, and the money line shows it's in a bullish trend. Historically, when Tether's market cap is increasing, the bull market rages on. Cool. And two, Bitcoin's trend on the money line. And as we can see, we are still in a bullish trend since we have been in January of 2023. And that's it. It's really that simple. And to make it even simpler for everyone, just subscribe to the channel and I'll keep you updated on the state of the market throughout this likely insane, potentially life-changing bull cycle. Because if we really think about it and consider what's going on, the corrupt and failing traditional financial system is doing all the legwork. Literally, Bitcoin doesn't have to do anything. As banks and fiat systems continue to collapse around the world, Bitcoin will continue to grow. The US national debt is rising by $1 trillion about every 100 days. And what's important to understand is this frequency isn't fixed. All this debt is compounding. And so eventually it will rise by $1 trillion every 80 days, 50 days, 30 days, every single day. America is on the eve of banking crisis, warns ex-IMF official. with hundreds of lenders at risk of failure. He says in 2021, the Fed chose to ignore the markedly expansionary fiscal policy stance when it kept flooding the market with liquidity. The net result was a surge in inflation by June 2022 to a multi-decade high of over 9%. Today, it seems to be making the opposite mistake of keeping monetary policy tight on the eve of a banking crisis at home and a weakening economic situation abroad. Unfortunately, this raises the risk of a hard economic landing within the next year or so. Lackman warns that commercial real estate, which makes up a major portion of U.S. banks' loan portfolios, is a clear Achilles heel for the industry that could result in the failure of around 385 small and medium-sized banks. And as we've discussed on previous videos, the emergency lifeline the Fed created for banks last year after the collapse of Silicon Valley, called the Bank Term Funding Program, or BTFP, is set to expire on March 11th. And another idea we've discussed is that this could likely be all by design in order to centralize the banking system and launch a CBDC, or central bank digital currency, to control us, which you can learn more about that and why it would be extremely bad for us by clicking on the link above. Meanwhile, Bitcoin rally leaves more than 97% of addresses in profit, blockchain data shows. Most Bitcoin addresses bought coins at lower prices than the going market rate, according to Into the Block. And after we make new all-time highs, all of our Bitcoin addresses, 100% of the Bitcoin addresses, will be in the money and profit. So it's no surprise that Bitcoin is running out of enemies. At this point, it's getting hard to find high-profile people willing to dismiss Bitcoin altogether. Or at least one's too young to collect a social security check. There is Warren Crypto is Rat Poison Squared Buffett, who is 93 years old, and industry scourge Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is 74. The youngest of the prominent haters at this point is JP Morgan's 67-year-old CEO Jamie Dimon, who loves to hurl disparaging quotes at Bitcoin, but whose own banks have been experimenting with blockchain for years. If you want to beat the bushes for Bitcoin's remaining enemies, you'll find them among environmentalists who object to its energy guzzling. Speaking of environmentalists and Bitcoin running out of enemies, guess who said in 2017 that Bitcoin mining is dirty, wasteful, and on track to consume all of the world's energy by 2020, so it must be stopped? Who is now saying, Bitcoin mining is clean, creates jobs, and is powering chocolate factories in the African rainforest? None other than the World Economic Forum. Check out clips from this video they posted recently. This chocolate factory is powered by a net zero Bitcoin mine. The mine is powered by clean energy from Virunga National Park's 3 hydroelectric power plants. Its excess electricity is used by the factory to process cocoa beans, while the Bitcoin it mines pays for salaries and infrastructure. Its director says the mine generates around $150,000 per month. Crazy, right? Also, honestly, a bit suspicious. WEF shifts stance on Bitcoin, praises mining, credits BlackRock CEO's influence. The World Economic Forum revises its view on Bitcoin, influenced by BlackRock's advocacy. This marks a pivotal moment in Bitcoin's journey towards mainstream acceptance. BlackRock's involvement in the cryptocurrency space, particularly through its push for the approval of Bitcoin spot ETF products, has been a game changer. Before BlackRock's entry, the SEC consistently rejected proposals for such financial products. However, January 2024 marked a watershed moment with the SEC's approval of 11 Bitcoin spot ETFs, signaling a mainstream embrace of Bitcoin that many attribute to BlackRock's influence. BlackRock is a huge, powerful, influential force. It's the largest asset management company in the world, owning $10 trillion worth of assets, bigger than the entire market cap of gold. And BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF tops $10 billion in record time. Next $10 billion will be even easier, analyst says. The first gold ETF took 2 years to hit $10 billion. This Bitcoin ETF did it in 2 months. Wild. So is there some scheme at play here that involves BlackRock amassing enough Bitcoin and influence over global elites in order to keep us from being able to own and completely control our own Bitcoin? Was the spot Bitcoin ETF actually a secret weapon to accomplish this? Well, we explore this idea and more in this video guide you can check out by clicking on the link above. And the long and short of it is basically BlackRock could be big and powerful enough to make a copy of the current Bitcoin blockchain, reprogram it to suit their agenda, and spin it off to the world as the new compliant version of Bitcoin, which they completely control. And then have the government outlaw the open, neutral, free Bitcoin blockchain that was originally created for the people that cannot be controlled by a single person, company, government, or entity. Yeah, that's not good. And what's worse is, as much as it sounds like a conspiracy, here is a hidden gem in the BlackRock ETF filing. In the event of a hard fork of the Bitcoin network, the sponsor will, if permitted by the terms of the trust agreement, use its discretion to determine which network should be considered the appropriate network for the trust's purposes, and in doing so, may adversely affect the value of the shares. There is no guarantee that the sponsor will choose the digital asset that is ultimately the most valuable fork. Yikes. Also within the purview, in true TradFi fashion, BlackRock would be able to dictate who is allowed to redeem Bitcoin, as well as how much. And interestingly enough, Chris Bleck may have called that a while back in this tweet. Medium-term attack vector. 1. US government will hard fork Bitcoin to a proof-of-stake chain. They'll call it Bitcoin. Validators will be whitelisted if they meet certain regulatory requirements. The 21 million Bitcoin cap will be removed. All on and off ramps for Bitcoin proof of work chain will be nuked and replaced with on and off ramps for the new fake Bitcoin proof of stake chain, where you'll get a 25% redemption rate on the proof of stake chain for each Bitcoin from the non-government proof of work chain that you sell to the government. So one real Bitcoin would be equal to 0.25 fake Bitcoin. Crazy. Does this mean Bitcoin is doomed? No, it just means that possibly it would be harder for people, likely in the US, to invest in the real Bitcoin and transfer it to hold in their own cold storage hardware wallets. In this elaborate scam, the government would basically be stealing real Bitcoin at a discount from us, similar to how they stole gold from us and banned us from owning it a few decades ago. All this in an effort to amass more Bitcoin than other competing global powers, because I think they know crypto isn't going anywhere. So as we preach on every single video, please get a hardware wallet and transfer your crypto off of exchanges so you completely own and control your digital assets. And just to show you how easy it is, we are going to set up a cold storage hardware wallet in less than 60 seconds together right now, and then transfer crypto from an exchange to it, also in less than 60 seconds using Tangerine Wallet. Opening the box, here we have the three cards. Next, installing the correct and official Tangerine mobile app on our phones and opening the app, tap scan card and touch one of the cards to your phone like so. Next, click create wallet and tap the card to your phone again. Nice, now we have a crypto wallet. Let's create backups of it. Tap backup now and then tap add a backup card and tap the second card to your phone. Cool, now tap add a backup card again and tap the third card to your phone. Then tap finalize the backup process and enter an access code to secure your wallet. Re-enter the access code to verify it, and then scan the primary card ending in the corresponding numbers on the screen that matches the card, holding it up to your phone until the operation is complete. Then repeat this process for the two backup cards. That's it, it's configured and ready to use. So now let's move some Bitcoin we have from the Coinbase exchange together to our Tangerine wallet in less than 60 seconds. Open the Tangerine app, tap scan card, scan the card, enter your access code, scan the card again. And from here on the dashboard, press and hold Bitcoin, then tap copy address. Next, open the Coinbase Exchange app, tap the send button, tap Bitcoin, paste the Tangerine Bitcoin wallet address into the to field and tap continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin we want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount to test to make sure everything is good to go. In this case, we are sending $100 worth of Bitcoin. Tap preview, then tap continue. Make sure everything looks good, then tap send now. And it's on its way. In a few minutes or so, we will open our Tangerine app and see the $100 worth of Bitcoin we sent that we now completely own and control. Repeat the same process for any other cryptocurrency by copying the corresponding address on Tangerine Wallet, also making sure we select the right network. Like for example, with Tether, there are many other available networks like Ethereum versus BNB Smart Chain versus Solana and more. Then repeat the same similar process on any other exchange you may have crypto on by using the send function, pasting the address in the recipient field, and checking to make sure everything looks good before sending. The process is actually much easier and simpler than most people new to crypto think, and it's a lot like riding a bike. I can try to explain how to ride a bike, show you how to ride a bike, you can read about riding a bike, however at the end of the day you need to get on the bike and ride it for yourself to learn. So start practicing transferring to and from different exchanges and wallets to prepare for this face melting bull cycle so you can take profits and potentially change your life with some nice gains. If you want to watch a full video on how to use Tangerine, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above and scroll down and use links below for a nice discount and to access Tangerine's correct and official site. Awesome. So if you'd like to increase your chances of making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time using the money line, check out this video. If you would like to learn the best proven strategy in crypto, which is how to DCA or dollar cost average into the crypto markets, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangerine wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.